This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Israeli military struck a school and a nearby house in Gaza City on Wednesday, killing at least three people and wounding 15, the territory's civil emergency service said. Israel's military has leveled swaths of Palestinian enclaves since the start of the offensive in Gaza in October 2023. AP correspondent Haya Panjwani has more.
Israeli tank and drone strikes in Gaza have killed at least 17 people. That's according to hospital staff and Associated Press journalists who counted the bodies. The strikes happened in Deir al-Balah in central Gaza and Khan Yunis in the south. Lebanon's Hezbollah launched more than 50 rockets, hitting a number of private homes in the Israeli-annexed Golan Heights. Hezbollah said the attack was in response to an Israeli strike deep into Lebanon. The attacks came a day after U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with fellow mediators, Egypt and Qatar, as he pressed ahead with the latest diplomatic mission to secure a ceasefire in the war in Gaza. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Ukrainian civilians on Wednesday fled areas close to the front line as Russian troops steadily seized more territory across the eastern Donetsk region. The Russian army has captured several towns and villages in recent days, even as Moscow scrambles to fight off a Ukrainian counterattack into its western Kursk region. Civilians less than 10 kilometers from the front line told AFP increased shelling had finally prompted some to leave 2.5 years after Russia launched its full-scale invasion. A 40-year-old mine worker says a recent strike hit his flat where he lives, blowing out windows.